Hi there. The word for you today is on how to overcome doubt. In Matthew 21, verse 21, we read, "If you have faith and do not doubt." When you think about it, doubt is the doorway through which Satan likes to enter our lives. It causes the good fight of faith to become the flight of faith when fear, confusion, discouragement, and despair take up residence within us. They rob us of things like confidence, joy, and peace. But isn't doubting just human, you say? Sure, but it's also one of Satan's favorite weapons. 1 John 5 verse 10, we read, "Anyone who does not believe God has made him a liar." If you don't believe God, what he says, you've made God out to be a liar, John's saying, because you have not believed the testimony he has given. Look, your doubts reveal a lack of confidence in what God says in his word. So how can you stop doubting? Well, the same way you deal with any other sin, by acknowledging that you have a problem with doubt and doing something about it. Doubt can't be conquered by reason or even just resistance. It'll only submit to complete relinquishment. Trying to overcome your doubts one by one is like an alcoholic trying to reduce his or her alcoholic intake one drink at a time. It doesn't work. You say, what's the solution? Well, it's twofold. Let me give it to you. Number one, it begins with a once-for-all decision. It calls for a total relinquishing of your right to doubt God in anything he has promised. It says, from now on, I will believe what God says, I'll stand on his word, and I will not doubt him. And it's also believing that when you surrender a circumstance or a problem to him, he takes it and deals with it so you don't have to take it back. Number two, it's declaring by faith, Lord, I absolutely trust your every word. Now, will doubt come knocking again on your door? Yes. But instead of letting it in, Ephesians 6 and 16 says, take the shield of faith wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Don't fret or wrestle or reason with your doubts. Instead, repeat your spiritual declaration of faith, disregard your feelings, trust God, and act on what he says. And that is how to overcome doubt.